So as with all the Yoga Nidras you will hear on this camp, everything that we say to you is just an invitation. You're really welcome to enjoy this practice in any way that makes sense to you. We only ask that if you're going to poke your neighbour in the ear, that you get permission first. That's all we ask. For now, though, please, there's nothing you need to do other than just make sure that you are comfortable. We're going to begin the practice of Yoga Nidra together. And tonight, what I thought we would do, Ling and I together, is take you on a little ocean journey. So I'd like you to imagine, if you will, that you're standing on the dock in front of the good ship Santosha. And this magical ship is powered by dreams. And this amazing ship, fully refurbished, all ship shape and ready to set sail, has the most beautiful deck filled with the most beautiful beds of all shapes and types and sizes. And you can choose your own nest on the deck of the ship. There is space for everyone in any kind of a nest you choose. And I invite you, we invite you, to imagine settling yourself down, giving up your weight to the boat and the ocean beneath it. As this most magical of boats starts to set sail out of the harbour and across the waves. And the sails of this boat are filled with your dreams. Gently, gently pushing it over the water. And you may ask yourself how this most amazing ship navigates its way across the water. And in fact, if you imagine looking up into the sky above you, above your head, the stars are laid out like the map of your own body. Each star, and you can count them one by one. And as you count the stars on the human body made of stars above you, the boat starts to change direction. And the first star you notice is the star at the crown of the head of the being made of stars. And look another at the center of the forehead. And one at the center of the throat. And one on the right shoulder. And elbow and wrist. And on each of the fingers of the right hand. You can see your body made of stars above you, all the way back up the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the center of the throat, and the left shoulder now, and elbow and wrist and each finger of the left hand. Back up, wrist, elbow, shoulder, throat, down to the heart center. On the left side of the chest, on the right side of the chest, a tiny star glittering above you and down to the navel. Down to the front of the pubic bone. Down to the tip of the tailbone. And to the right hip now, and knee and ankle. And to each of the toes at the right foot. Way back up past the ankle, the knee, the hip, the tip of the tailbone, and the left hip now. And the knee and the ankle, and all the toes of the left foot now. Counting the stars back up past the ankle, the knee, the hip, the tailbone, the front of the pubic bone, the navel, the heart center, the throat, the center of the eyebrows, and the crown of the head once more. Overhead, all the stars within you, and you watch those stars overhead start to slip past as the boat sails on. Perhaps you're wondering, what is the point? Where are we going on this trip of dreams? And the captain tells you, we go to smuggle dreams. We go to steal memories. And ahead of you, the waves begin to slow and still. Ahead of you is the biggest cave you've ever seen. So huge, the whole ship can slip inside. And inside, it isn't dark. Inside, it is full of light of every single color. Inside is full of stalactites hanging from the ceiling in every possible color. Reds, greens, blues, purples, yellows, and each one drips into the water around you. Each one drips one by one into the water around you. And if you'd like to, you can take a look, take a peek over the side of the boat, and beneath you, the most crystal clear water. The most crystal clear water and little tiny fishes of every color you can imagine. Red and green and blue and purple and yellow and orange slip and play. Before you know it, the captain says it's time to go home. We've filled the ship with as many dreams and as many magical memories as we can possibly take. And out you slip. Crystal cave with the stalactites of every color, out past the shoals of fish of every color, out under the stars, out over the star-lit ocean, gently over the waves. Smooth as silk, slipping over the water. the distance. In the distance, the lights of the harbour getting closer and closer. And the ship comes gently into dock, and you can hear the waves slip down the side of the boat. And the captain says, you can come back any time for another trip. Any time you wish. But right now it's probably time to take your own dreams home with you. So, in your own time, when you're ready to, inviting your breath to begin to deepen a little bit. Don't worry, it's not far to bed. You can take a little stretch and a little wriggle. You can have a little yawn and a little sigh. You can take as long as you need to. To come back. And you don't need to come back really, you just need to get as far as your tent. But we really do recommend on a night like tonight that you do not sleep in this temper, just because you're going to be really cold about 2 in the morning.